What you're hearing are the sounds of rocks and driftwood being piled up along the banks of the Bulkley River near South Hazleton. If you've been strolling along the riverbank near Hazleton this summer, you might have stumbled across something unexpected, driftwood river art that can be seen from far above. Gitsan art duo Michelle and Alex Stoney have been creating driftwood art installations along the banks of the Bulkley and Skeena Rivers all summer long. A few weeks ago, it was a hand and then the design of a woman with long hair. Now, just this past weekend, they were at it again with their largest design to date, a massive 100-foot salmon at Anderson Flats in South Hazleton. Usually, these creations are built in relative secrecy, but this time the project required a few more hands, and so the call went out to the community to bring them together to help Michelle and Alex install their most ambitious driftwood art installation yet, and to celebrate the wonder of wild Skeena salmon.
My name is Michelle Stoney. My Gitsan name is Delga Mass. I come from Kispiax. I live in Gittimax, and we are on Gitsan territory right now. It all started a few months ago before summer, we made, Alex had a vision to do art by the river, and we started off with the hand. And from there, we did the woman with the hair. And then we knew we wanted to make something big, collaborating with Leah. Our first idea was to have it underneath the bridge, but we went down there and it was kind of a hard location to get to. So we decided on Anderson Flats. And I think it's nice, it's right across from Gittimax Village, visible from across the river there. And yeah, we figure this will take 3 days. We just got the skeleton part of it down now. We're just gonna build it up and make it a bit thicker. And we wanted to do a salmon to kind of honor the salmon. And the salmon are starting to come up the river now, and it's a big part of our community. In my upbringing, we preserved salmon all throughout the summer. I had to wake up at like 6 and work in the smokehouse and do that. So it's a big part of our culture.
Nice. I guess, what's some of the other art that you've done, and how does this relate to some of the work you've already done?
So yeah, I graduated Emily Carr in 2012 and moved back up north. I thought I was going to travel around the world, but I ended up staying up north because I got given a dog. So my dog Daisy kind of kept me up north, and also helping take care of my grandparents. But since being up here, that's when I started my mountain series. So I kind of made my own style of, I think of it kind of contemporary Gitsan art. I use form line, but I use the black outlines, kind of like, I'm half Cree, but I wasn't brought up my Cree side. So kind of influences from Cree, and also a little bit Ojibwe with the black lines. So I kind of made my own style. But these designs I've made here are kind of more traditional style, like with the ovoids and the form line. And yeah, I've kind of incorporated form line into my art. So right now I do paintings. I do a lot of digital art. I've offered a lot of free coloring pages that I posted on Facebook and Instagram that have been a big help during COVID quarantine.
No doubt.
So a lot of people have appreciated that. And right now I'm getting into jewelry and more clothing things.
Nice.
Like my hand design I did for local survivors.
Yeah. I guess, you know, like what's exciting about doing this? You know, you've done a couple already. You know, what's the best part of pulling something together like this? And is it usually like a community affair?
No, that's the best part of it, is getting the community involved. And I always kind of wanted the community involved. When we first started it, I kind of put a shout out. I was like, if anybody's around, want to help us. But it was kind of last minute and nobody knew about it. But Leah helped us organize it. She's good at organizing, and she got people excited about it weeks in advance and put it out there. And yeah, we would have been able to do this without the community. I knew I wanted to make a salmon, but it would be like a little tiny baby salmon if it was just me and Alex, so.
Smolt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much. I see him coming here. Maybe.
Oh yeah, you can get him. The brainchild behind the whole thing.
Hi, my name is Alex Stoney. I am Gitsan from, here. We're at Anderson Flats, just beside the Bulkley River.
Nice.
Maybe tell me a little bit about the inspiration and kind of how this project all came together. Michelle told me that you're the brain, this is your brainchild. You're the magician behind all this business.
Yeah. It all started over there at Kasan at the other side of the river, actually at the confluence of the Bulkley and the Skeena. I saw these rock formations, just like perfect circles of rock formations. And I thought that would look really cool if we could do that, but with native art and do more intricate shapes than just, you know, circles. And so I flew that idea to Michelle, and she was gung-ho about it, and she got, like, I was excited about it, she was excited about it. So within the next couple days, we had our first design, which was the hand. And originally, because I saw those circle rocks, I thought we would do the design in rocks, but that became unpractical because the rocks are heavy, and it's hard to tell one rock from another, so it might be harder to see from the air. And so Michelle decided, or had an idea, to use driftwood, and the contrast between the pale driftwood and the dark sand really made the designs pop.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe tell me a little about today. So you've done two others before this?
Two and a half. We've done a hand, and then the river came up and washed the driftwood away, but it went back down so we could do another one. And so we did the side profile of a woman in the same place we did the hand. So those are the first two we did. And then my friend in Kispiox teaches an elementary school class. She approached Michelle and I about doing a smaller scale design with her class. And that one's about like 12 feet by 10 feet. So it's smaller than our other ones, which were like 35, 40 feet. Mm-hmm. And that one was a heart design. And that was really awesome to see all those little kids. I think they were grade two and three. But it was great to see them take part in that. And that was a heart. Cool. With form line inside of it. Yeah.
Right on. So maybe tell me about today. Michelle kind of mentioned that a little bit of a different part of this is that this one's a community affair. And also maybe tell me about why a salmon? Why did you guys want to do a salmon?
Yeah, this one is a community affair because, well, COVID restrictions are lifting. If people feel comfortable coming out, they're more than welcome to. We're actually partnering with Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, SWCC. We're partnering with them, and they wanted to work with us and raise awareness about the salmon stocks in our rivers in this region.
Great. Maybe describe a little bit of the design, and you know, like how it's a pretty big design, and there's been quite a few people down here. How are you corralling, and how are you kind of managing getting people to help, you know, bring this art creation to life?
Yeah, it's approximately 100 feet in length, give or take. We just kind of mapped it out with our own feet, and 100 feet in length. People have been coming and going. And when they arrive, obviously they come to the tents because that's where you go when you come to these kinds of events to see who's in charge, what they can do. So people have been really awesome at coming and just asking us, hey, what can I do? Tell me what to do. So we direct this pile here. Was a pretty big pile before we started. You can imagine all the driftwood now. All of that was over here in this pile. So people have been making the outline of this salmon with this pile. We got a few bigger pieces left. And then people have come and gone, and it's worked out pretty well. There are it's hard to say.
Despite the rain, there's people showing up. Yeah. That's a good sign.
Exactly. Yeah. Despite the rain, and the weather's been pretty good despite the rain. I think if it was one of the hotter days, we'd be in a little more trouble.
Yeah, totally. Maybe the other thing I'm curious about is, so, you know, you got this design from here, from our advantage point on the ground, kind of looks like just a pile of driftwood just spread out. So how are you kind of managing or trying to keep this design and like lay it out? How are you making sure that it's going to look like a salmon?
So when the rain lets up, I fly my drone up and I show Michelle in real time. She marked out the outline with some high-vis ribbon. So before we even laid any driftwood down, Michelle laid down the high-vis ribbon, and then when the volunteers showed up, we just asked them to put the driftwood over the ribbon, and cool. Now we're just trying to widen it out, nice. Put more driftwood there so it's more visual, like yeah. More visible from across the river and when I fly my drone when it stops raining again.
Nice, that's great. And I guess, you know, the last thing, you know, we're kind of right here on the confluence with the Skeena and the Bulkley, and, you know, our communities are all connected to the river, connected to salmon. You know, what's so important, kind of what's the significance of making sure that, you know, there's awareness about what's going on with the salmon, Skeena salmon, and elsewhere in the tributaries by doing this artwork?
Indigenous peoples, you know, they're all about protecting the land they live in. That's been our... That's our law. It's actually in our culture to protect the land that we live and also the wildlife that live on that land. Because not only do we depend on it, the salmon is the lifeblood of this whole area, the wildlife, the people. Without salmon, we would lose a lot of what makes this place so great. And, you know, that's like I mentioned already, like the fishing, the hunting, all that stuff wouldn't be possible if we didn't have our salmon stocks. And they've been really low the past, I don't know, 5-6 years. And so when the SWCC approached Michelle and I, we jumped at the opportunity to help awareness about, you know, conserving and repopulating the salmon stocks in our rivers.
Great. Right on, Alex. Thanks so much, man. Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah. You going to jump in?
I am. I'm going to go find some white rocks right now.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks for the help.
If you want to check out the latest creation by Alex and Michelle Stoney, head on down to Anderson Flats on the Bulkley River to take a quick look of the salmon while it lasts.